The power of citizens as far as voting is concerned ends when they vote for a political party every 5 years. Unlike in countries such as the US, South Africans cannot choose their president. If citizens are unhappy with the president, they cannot hold the incumbent accountable by voting them out of power. A number of failed motions of no confidence against SA presidents have been raised by political parties over the years. What if you could elect a president of your choice? We speak to Professor of Constitutional Law at the University of Cape Town, Pierre I. He outlines some of the issues with the current Electoral Act.
The election process at the moment is based on a pure proportional representation system. So we as voters at the national and provincial level, we vote for political parties. We don't vote for individual candidates who go to the National Assembly or provincial legislatures. And it's the political parties who decide who's on their electoral list. In other words, who will represent their voters in the National Assembly. So the argument is that there is little accountability for the members who are elected to the National Assembly, and also not sufficient accountability of the executive, the president, because the president is indirectly elected by those very members of the National Assembly at the national level. The president is not elected directly by the voters. So the argument is that this weakens accountability and strengthens the power of political parties, especially the governing party and its leaders.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is in hot water over allegations of money laundering and corruption regarding a robbery at his game farm in Limpopo. He has refused to come clean about the allegations to members of the media, stating due process must unfold. He will, however, account before the ANC's Integrity Commission after he volunteered to explain the allegations to the commission. DeForest explains how the process of citizens electing their own president would work.
So if there's an election for president, then that would be a completely separate election from the election, say, for the National Assembly. Then different candidates will be allowed to stand. In some systems, what happens is that there will be a first round of election, and the two candidates with the most votes then have to run off in a second round so that one person gets at least 50% of the vote. That would be if no candidate wins 50%. In the first round. But it would also mean that we will have to change probably the system of government, in the sense at the moment the cabinet ministers at national level are members of the National Assembly. So that is the system, is so that National Assembly members are also cabinet members. If you have a direct election of the president, the cabinet ministers will probably not be members of the National Assembly. So you'll have a separation between, on the one hand, the National Assembly and its members, and the executive, the cabinet, and so on. So that will be quite a difference from how the system works at the moment.
He is conflicted on whether the system would work in SA.
Should it be on the cards? Personally, I am ambivalent about the proposal because on the one hand, it looks like it could enhance accountability. It does look a bit odd that voters actually have no say in who the president is, in the sense that they have no say inside the political party where they vote for the head of their party. If you're the governing party, become the president. On the other hand, if you have an independent mandate as a president, you tend to have more power. It's more difficult to remove you from office. So the accountability of the National Assembly towards the National Assembly is weakened. So it might have unforeseen consequences. We don't really know. It could go either way. So I'm sort of sitting on the fence. Probably some of this will depend on the political dynamic.
For Times Life Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.